NYU, this is NACLC.
Well, where are you at, girl? You just out cruising, or are you on the home base?
I'm at home. I was in the kitchen cutting up some eggplant, and my husband was out and about picking up a part for the tractor, and he says, hey, I think your buddy Rick's hollering for you. Please get on the radio.
Okay, well, I didn't want to distract you from your eggplant chores. You haven't fried eggplant dipped in egg batter and grits?
Oh, no, that sounds good. I didn't even think of that. No, I'm making baba ganoush. It's a dip that I can just put my crackers and taco chips in.
I don't think I've ever had that one. That sounds like a new one. Huh. Yeah, we usually cut ours up in slices when we eat it. We don't eat that too much, but we like the green tomatoes. We love green tomatoes. She makes green tomatoes, and they're dipped in the batter and deep fried, and it's like, oh my God! No wonder I'm gaining weight. It's like it's good stuff, though. Gotta have that. And then last night we had chicken and homemade baked beans. And those are absolutely delicious, especially once you use 6 pounds of salt pork and bacon in it, and then you put the B&M baked beans in there, which are getting harder to get, by the way. I had to order a case from the department store and get a case of them. And it's like, oh, my neighbors love them. We make enough that I supply on two sides of me. And John comes over. He supplies us with venison. I supply him with baked beans. Go ahead.
So what's there to get the dried beans themselves?
Well, they're in a can. They're canned, or they don't come like they used to in the big jars, Boston baked beans, but they're good. And, you know, they're hard to find, the Boston baked beans. You can find several brands of them, but they're just not the same. I'm choosy, and I prefer the Boston brand, and they just taste better. They got a different flavor than the rest of them, so we just stay with them. And if I got to order them and pay a little extra, then that's so be it. But they're just standard stuff. They used to come in a big jar. Now I don't even know if you can buy them in the jar. I haven't been able to find them that way in the last few years. Now they're canned. So, again, that's the price of progress, I guess. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of green tomatoes, I'm right there with you. We like them as well. And I don't know if you like horseradish, but if you make a little horseradish sauce to go on top of them, oh, my goodness, that is living.
Absolutely. A friend of mine who owns a gun store, he turned me on. He has horseradish plants everywhere. He said, you got to be careful with this stuff because once you plant it, it just goes everywhere. And sure as hell, he was right. He gave me like 5 plants, and I put them in the hedgerow behind the house. And I can't even tell you, there must be 12,000 plants on a yearly basis. So I go dig them up and try and destroy some of them, but it doesn't always work. We have, horseradish. I grind it up. My dad used to eat it, just take it up, peel it, and eat it raw. And I can't quite do that. I can handle it, but it's one bite and I'm done. My dad would just gnaw on that stuff, and it's like, good God Almighty, Dad, I think that's what killed him was horseradish, ate a hole in his stomach or something. But it's pretty funny, actually. We kind of like the same tolerances for that stuff, and I'm not a real spicy hot eater, but I do like a little spice once in a while. I made the homemade pork sausage the other day. I buy it raw at the Kroger store, and then I put my own fixings and mix it up. And oh my God, it's quite a thing. I've got it a little too hot more than once, and a little too spicy, but it's good. I got to learn to back off. So sometimes a spoonful goes a long way. Go ahead. Yeah, I think Kathy did one time. She said, yep, that sounds like fun. And we used to do tomatoes and corn and mild yellow peppers, and it just got too much for us. Once you get up in age, you'll find that it's just not so much fun no more. But in fact, I think we still got stuff in the dungeon, I call it, in the basement where I am, in the back room where it's nice and cool and dark. We got stuff still from 99, I believe, 2000, and it's still fantastic. We popped one up the other day, and they're fine. They're just fine. In fact, they still got crunch to them.
Oh, yeah. My Aunt Helen years ago taught me about canned green tomatoes, and she goes, I can't believe you've never canned green tomatoes. And so I've been doing it ever since. They're delicious. We got an air fryer a couple of years ago, and you pop them in that air fryer I like to use a breadcrumb nice coating and get them nice and crispy, and oh my goodness, they are so delicious. Yeah, I'm getting to the point where canning is not as joyful as it used to be, but still do it. Still put up a lot of our own food, but our garden works so much better early this year because we've got enough, and I want to go play. We were just up north, as a matter of fact, got home yesterday, and I just want to do more of that. It was beautiful up there. The highest it got was like 71 degrees we were at, and we went across the bridge to D.C. and picked up a bunch of sand and got it home. Now I'm a little more refreshed. I can come home and get the things done that I need to get done with a better frame of mind, if you know what I mean. Go ahead.